The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-0 overall and visit Pittsburgh at noon Eastern time on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. And if you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Open up the questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. Your first question comes from Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about this game coming up, being a rivalry and any other words. So I guess, what does it mean to you in this program? What's your perspective on this as maybe a rivalry?
Yeah, I think it's an important game. I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's an excitement. We've heard about it all off season with high school coaches. We've heard about it with fans and media and things like that. You know, it's just a little bit different. You know, our players, this game hasn't been played since our players were 2 years old, 3 years old, and 4 years old. So, you know, I get the historical significance of the game. I get the geographic significance of the game, all those types of things. But again, for our players, you know, it's those things. It's geographic. They've never seen a Pitt-Penn State game. They've never played in a Pitt-Penn State game. You know, so it's an important game, and we're excited about playing it. But our process, I've never been a coach to make one game more important than the next. You know, I've played in rivalry games in the past, you know, at previous institutions as a head coach and had success, and it wasn't that we made the game out to be any more important than another. We just focused on our process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Lance Laskowski, BKSports.com.
And James, how difficult is it to prepare for this Pitt offense when they have a new offensive coordinator and they have the personnel to give you multiple looks?
Well, I think the fact that we at least have one game to watch. Opening games are difficult that way because you don't completely know what you're going to get because you don't know what type of off-season studies have been done, a shift in philosophy or a shift in emphasis. So the fact that we do have one game and then we have obviously film from you know, his previous institution, NC State and even Wisconsin, I think those things help. You know, but again, the opening game film is very important for us. So you know, they didn't have their fullback last week. I think he was suspended. So the fact that he's back opens up a few more things for them. And it's challenging. I think whenever you play a tempo team or like Pitt, when you play a team that's going to be multiple personnel, multiple formations, multiple sets, you know, there's challenges with that. There's no doubt about it, especially when, you know, more and more people are running the spread now. You just don't see that as much.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again
thank
next
you.
Week.